news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson, and with the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo only days away, we're going to cover some of the things that you can expect on this week's show. But first, we also want to give you a heads up on a great opportunity for members in the Buckeye State from WMS Ohio Marketing Services.
Hi, folks. This is Paul with WMSOhio.com. I wanted to introduce you to a great event we have coming up on December 18th, an equipment consignment auction, online-only auction we're going to be hosting through Auction Time. We're going to be donating 50% of our commissions after expenses to the FFA chapter and student that provides the lead for any equipment that they have in their community. So just a response to a lot of consignment auctions that we've always done for the FFA, kind of bringing some technology to this this end of the FFA's offering, is we're going to be donating 50% of our net commissions earned after our expenses to the local FFA chapter that signs that up. So the process is going to be real easy. The process is a real simple one for the FFA students. Any FFA advisor in the state of Ohio that would like to participate, go out to local farmers or construction equipment owners or residential owners too, any smaller lawn type equipment, things like that. But what we're looking for is equipment items, and the FFA student would need to fill out this form here. Student's name, chapter information, and then the seller's information, and maybe a short list of what items they think they may want to sell. We'll go over the commission rates and any reserves and things like that that the customer or the seller might have concerns with, and then we'll respond back that we received it, follow up with the customer, and then update you on how the process is going. Once that item is listed and in our inventory, you'll be able to view it through our website by clicking on the Auction Time button. This is all at WMSOhio.com. And then you'll be able to scroll through to see your item in its inventory, and then the end date will be on the December 18th date. So looking for agricultural construction type equipment, but that's where you'll be able to view it, is on WMSOhio.com. And then on the Wednesday that the auction is ending on the 18th, you'll be able to see it on auctiontime.com coming up, closing on the board, either through our website or through the actual Auction Time website, which is a worldwide hosting service for online auctions. So once again, just a great opportunity for all the students in Ohio. If you'd like to participate, go to WMSOhio.com for information, or go ahead and email us, give us a call. We'd be happy to give a presentation at your local FFA chapter if needed as well. But a very easy process. Call us to learn more about it. Great opportunity for local chapters to make money and provide a good service to their local residents in your area.
Again, for more details, just head to WMSOhio.com. So now shifting our focus to this month's annual convention. And if you're taking part in the American FFA degree ceremony during the 7th General Session, the seating chart has now been posted at FFA.org. Just visit the American FFA degree webpage and click on Convention Candidate Orientation Materials to view the chart and other important information. And now, as we know, there are a lot of tremendous opportunities available for convention attendees each year, and not just members, but educators also. Todd Thomas, Region 2 Vice President for the National Association of Ag Educators, explains.
Talk to you about some of the most valuable resources I've received by attending the National FFA Convention. And I have to say that it's probably going to be the curriculum materials I found. Those have helped me immediately in the classroom when I came back from National Convention. Gave me something I could use right away to make things better for my students. The networking opportunities at National FFA, you really need to take advantage of those things. Even if it's most casual, just by talking to people at the booths and things, other ag teachers that are roaming around with you, that's where those conversations come up, where you can really network and talk about things that you've done, maybe you've had some experiences with or troubles with, that you can find some solutions from other ag teachers, because we truly are one big family and we do have a lot of similarities and we can help each other out. Stop by the NAAE and Teach Ag booths, and be sure to check out the NAAE AgriScience Learning Labs while at the National FFA Convention. See you in Indy.
And also be sure to visit the NAAE booth at the convention, located at booth space 615, that's in Teachers World, as well as the Teach Ag booth located at space 1471 in the Expo Center. And if you're on your way to Indy, you'll want to make sure you come prepared. So now we check in with two state officers in Missouri, Vice Presidents Kinsey Darst and Andrew Moore, who give us a scoop on what to pack before we head to the biggest FFA event of the year.
I'm really excited. I'm kind of nervous, though.
What are you nervous about?
Well, last year when I went to National Convention, I packed my bags, but I forgot a whole bunch of stuff. And I didn't really do a good job of packing. Can you help me?
Yes, of course. I think I have the right stuff in mind to help you out.
Thanks.
Let's go ahead and get started with what we need to pack for National Convention. Make sure that you bring all of your small travel size items, such as your shampoo and conditioner, and even your travel size toothbrush. Now, we need to make sure that we pack our combs and our brushes. We want to make sure that we look very good whenever it's time for those early morning sessions at National Convention.
I don't know if any comb can help me with that.
We want to make sure that we don't have any fuzzies while we are at the sessions at National Convention. So be sure that you pack all of your lint rollers.
Fuzzies are evil.
Oh. Very evil. For the ladies, you need to pack some hairspray for sure. If there just so happens to be a time whenever your pantyhose has a run in them, go ahead and spray your hairspray on your pantyhose, or be sure to pack some clear nail polish as well. Now, at National Convention, I tend to be on my phone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself doing that a lot too?
Far too often.
Yeah, and one of those faults is that our phones die very easily. So, make sure to bring a power bank to charge
yes.
those cellular devices so you can keep updates with all of the National Convention activities. Why do we need to bring a hat to National Convention?
Well, we certainly don't need to bring a hat to wear in our official dress or inside during the sessions, but you might need a hat in case it rains on the way to the rodeo. That happened to me last year. Or even at those good old country music concerts that we're going to be attending.
Now, when we continue to pack within our suitcase, we want to make sure that we pack the heavy clothes first. So we want to pack our jeans on the bottom. And then when we pack our t-shirts, we'll go ahead and we'll roll them up just like this, so we can save some room within our suitcase. Now, to also save some room within our suitcase, with any boots or shoes that we may have, we'll go ahead and place our socks within our boots.
We cannot wait to see you at National Convention. Have fun and safe travels. We'll see you in Indy.
Well, stay tuned. There's a lot more coming up straight ahead on FFA Today. Well, welcome back to the show. And now we've heard a little about how to get ready ahead of the convention. So let's find out what to expect once we get there. And for that, we turn to Christy Meyer, Communications Director for the National FFA. And Christy, it's wonderful, of course, to have you join us this week.
Happy to be here.
So as we mentioned, convention is just days away. What's the latest on registration, and can we maybe expect another record-breaking year?
Yeah, we're on track for a record-breaking year, actually. We looked at our numbers last week, and we're ahead of where we were at this time last year. So last year, if you remember, we had 69,944. So we are hoping that this year we will definitely be over that 70,000 mark.
Well, that would be fantastic. Well, let's get into some of the particulars of this year's event. Of course, there's always a great slate of speakers lined up. So who can we hear?
Yeah, so we have two keynote speakers this year. Our first one is Bob Goff. He's author and founder of Love Does, which is a nonprofit human rights organization in Uganda, India, Nepal, Iraq, and Somalia. So we're really excited to have him. He'll be speaking during session 1A and 1B. And then our Friday evening speaker is Michelle Poehler. So she's a creative and passionate social entrepreneur who talks about facing your fears. So it'll be really exciting to have both of them.
And there's a number of concerts scheduled as well. Who are some of the big performers?
Yes, we have two concerts this year. The first concert will be Wednesday evening, and that'll be Old Dominion. And the second one will be on Thursday evening, and that is Brett Young.
Now, during the sessions themselves, there are sure to be a number of very special commemorations and, of course, acknowledgments. I'm sure we can probably expect one to recognize 50 years of women in FFA.
Yeah, absolutely. For session 1A and 1B, that is one of the main things we'll talk about, is acknowledging the 50 years of women in FFA. So in 1969, women were officially allowed membership into the organization. So this marks the year that the delegates made that recommendation on the floor. So we're looking forward to that. And then also during session 1A, we'll recognize Firestone as a 75-year contributor to National FFA.
Now, one of the additions people were most looking forward to last year was the inaugural FFA Blue Room. Blue Room is back again this year. Is it going to be the same as what we saw last year, or are there maybe some new features?
Yeah, it's returning again this year. It's got some similarities, but some changes as well. We'll definitely still have the TED Talk style where students will be able to go in and hear speakers from different companies talk about innovation. We'll have another area called Startup Street where it'll be entrepreneurs and talking about how they started their company and how they used innovation. And then one of the highlights this year of the FFA Blue Room is the NASA administrator, James Bridenstine, will actually be speaking with us on Thursday in the Blue Room. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, lots of great opportunities for learning and, of course, networking at the Blue Room. Well, a lot of opportunities are also available among many of the exhibitions inside the expo.
Yeah, so there's so much for our students to do at convention. You know, it's not just our general sessions, but we have the expo where we have more than 400 companies and universities who are there really talking about what they offer, what their company offers, what their school offers, and let students look into that possibility for their careers. Then the Hall of States is where each state comes and they feature pieces from their home state that uses agriculture. And it's a great opportunity for all of our chapters to visit different states that they might not get to during the year, right? So all of the 50 states are in one location and they can kind of like take a little piece of that state with them when they visit. And then of course we have our shopping mall, which we're really excited about because it's an opportunity for our students to get some FFA gear and really just wear that gear that promotes that they're an FFA member. The exciting thing about the shopping mall this year is the location where it's going to be will allow those who aren't registered for a convention to also browse in our shopping mall and purchase some things as well. So we're pretty excited about that.
Now, if there's any time left over after all that, or maybe even energy left over after all of that, a lot of people still don't know that there's a rodeo going on during the convention as well.
Yeah, so we have a rodeo as well, and that is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it'll be up at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. So those who are attending convention can go online and purchase rodeo tickets and pick one of those evenings to go to. And the other thing that I think people don't realize, too, along with the expo and the Hall of States and general sessions, we also have student workshops, which is an opportunity for students really to learn some different pieces that they can take back to their communities. And we also have our National Days of Service. And we have 17 locations this year in the city of Indianapolis where students will be able to give back on Thursday and Friday and give some service projects to the community.
Now, you mentioned those Days of Service events. Is there still time for members to register and get involved?
They can go in registration and sign up. And while I think that most of them are sold out, there's also a waiting list, so they can always put their name on the waiting list if they're interested.
Well, Christy, what else is new this year?
So one thing that we haven't touched upon that's new this year is on Thursday evening, we are having a National FFA Foundation celebration dinner, and it's a dinner to celebrate our sponsors and recognize all of our sponsors and how much they give back, because our National FFA Foundation is celebrating 75 years this year, and you know they play such an important role in the organization, raising those funds that help us give back to our students and provide the programming that our students need throughout the year.
Now, in past years, there have been some pretty special surprise guests stopped by, from Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue to former Indiana Governor and Vice President Mike Pence, and even President Trump last year. Anyone we might expect to swing by this year?
The mayor of Indianapolis will give greetings, as will the governor, and it sounds like we will have some representatives from USDA and USDE, but not the secretaries.
Now, for those who are planning to attend, if they still need housing or other information, where should they turn?
Yeah, so just go to FFA.org, and then there will be a tab that will take them to the convention page, and that's where they'll want to go.
Now, Christy, how can folks stay connected at convention? Is there an app to download or maybe a social media hashtag that you're asking folks to use?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways. We ask that they use the hashtag FFA19, and then there is an app they can download. They just go to App Store and click in FFA Events, and that convention app will come up for them.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything else that we didn't cover that you really want to make sure people know before we head to Indianapolis?
Well, I think the only thing to remember is this year our venues are a little bit different. Normally, we have our general sessions in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and the concerts are in Lucas Oil, and it's going to be different this year. The concerts will be in Bankers Life Fieldhouse, but our general sessions are actually going to be in Lucas Oil Stadium. As a result of that, because it's a bigger venue, we only have two opening sessions. So we have session 1A and 1B as opposed to 1A, B, and C. So it'll be a little bit different, but I think everybody will be very excited about it, and I just can't wait to see all the Blue Jackets next week.
Well, sounds great. We look forward to seeing you there. And of course, thanks for being with us today and sharing all the details, Christy.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, don't go anywhere. We'll check in with one of next week's star finalists from the land of Lincoln. That's right here on Rural Radio 147. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And now we continue our series, meeting some of this year's National Star finalists. And we hand things over to FFA Today contributor and host of the Off Farm Income podcast, Matt Breckwald, who introduces us to Nicholas Torrance, a National Star Farmer finalist from Illinois.
Joining me today is Nicholas Torrance, and he's coming to us from the University of Illinois, where he's majoring in crop science and minoring in animal science. He's a former chapter president from Macomb High School in Macomb, Illinois, and a star finalist this year in the category of star farmer. Nick, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, hey, congratulations on being a star farmer nominee. I think that's very, very cool, and man, what an accomplishment.
Thank you. It's really been an exciting journey for me. I mean, honestly, I didn't expect to get to this point, and it's just been a blessing.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been part of the FFA?
I've been a part of the FFA since my freshman year of high school. So that started the fall of 2014.
And what brought you in? Why did you want to join the organization?
Well, growing up on a farm, it's always been in my mind, and my dad was a member of the FFA, and mm-hmm. he had some really good experiences through it, so that's kind of what got me involved.
Okay. Well, obviously, it stuck. You worked your way all the way up to being your chapter's president, and here you are now. It must have agreed with you, I would assume, Nicholas.
Yeah. Once I got in FFA, the first couple days, kind of learning what it was about and understanding the spectrum of the organization and the reach that it has and the mm-hmm. different opportunities that you can get, I really just fell in love with it.
That is great. Now, you know, a person from the outside, they might go, well, you're already growing up on a farm. You're already farming with your dad and doing all of that. So what more could you learn in FFA? But I'm sure there's a lot. So what kind of skills do you think you picked up in FFA that are going to help you going forward in the future?
Yeah, I learned in my time in FFA a lot with public speaking and how to interact with other people effectively. Also, I learned a lot about marketing in mm-hmm. FFA. I took an ag business class, and that was really helpful for the management side. When I was growing up, I didn't really have a lot of experience with that, but mm-hmm. FFA really helped me out in that aspect.
Awesome. Very good. Well, let's talk about your supervised agricultural experience. So what have you been doing that has led you to this prestigious nomination?
So my freshman year, I started three different books. I started a book on fiber and oil crop production, which was soybeans, grain production, which was corn, mm-hmm. and beef cattle production.
Okay.
So I started out in those three categories, and I kept those three throughout the rest of my career. And then, so I started my freshman year, I had 14 head in my record book, and mm-hmm. then in 2018, I had 22 head. And with the crops, I started out with 20 acres of corn and then 20 acres of soybeans also, so a total of 40 acres. And then in 2018, I had 100 acres of each corn and soybeans for a total of 200. With the crop books, I'm responsible for all the management decisions, planting, harvesting, pest management. I pick out the different types of seed, and I also am in charge of marketing my crops. And then with the cattle, it's kind of hard to do the everyday things, especially mm-hmm. when I'm here in college.
Right.
So my parents are really helpful with that. Mm-hmm. But when I am there and I am in charge of the breeding and raising the cattle and determining what feed rations they get, I also show my cattle. I've shown them ever since I was 8 years old.
Okay.
So each year I show about two or three of my own Hereford heifers, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I've shown a couple bulls, but mostly heifers. So yeah, that's kind of what led me to this point.
Very cool. Well, now you said you started out your FFA career with 14 head of cattle and you grew that to 22 over time. So when did you actually begin developing your own herd of cattle? How old were you then?
I started developing my own herd when I started showing when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So my first two heifers, they were in my name and all of their offspring were in my name. And the showing cattle, that kind of got my herd started.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And now how about the farming aspect of it? Were you already farming? Well, obviously your freshman year, you came in with 40 acres. So when did you start farming your own ground? How old were you for that?
When I started farming my own ground, I was a freshman, but okay. I'd always been helping my dad with his ground and mm-hmm. learning by doing, I guess.
Okay. Now, how has this all worked for you, say, in terms of the ground that you've been farming? You've increased that over your high school career by 500% from 40 acres to 200 acres. Is this ground that you're leasing or is this ground that is put aside by your family for you to farm? Or how has that all worked? What have you done there?
So my parents own the land, mm-hmm. but they let me do a 50-50 crop share. So okay. I pay half the expenses, they pay half the expenses, and we each get half of the profits.
Got it. Okay. What are you wanting to do when you finish up with college? What's life look like for you after college?
Right now, my goal is after I graduate to head back to the family farm and mm-hmm. Work alongside my dad for a while, and then whenever he decides to retire, which I'm sure probably should be sooner than it will be, but mm-hmm. you know how those things go, sure. but take over the family farm and keep the tradition alive.
That is great. How many generations has the farm been in your family?
So I will be the fifth generation.
Very cool. Well, so are there brothers or sisters that are going to come up and want to farm with you on the ground, or is it you by yourself?
I have one older sister. She's 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. She's majoring in public policy with a minor in economics.
Okay.
So I don't really see the farm being a big part of her future. She's applying for jobs now, so I don't really think... I think it'll probably be just me.
Be just you. Very interesting. Well, good for you. That's exciting. And I love the fact that you recognize the legacy and it's important to you to keep it going. I think that's really noble of you. Well, I want to ask you some advice for other students that are coming behind you. So obviously, you have been putting in the work and you've been putting in the time on the record books and keeping all of your different books. And here you are. You have a chance to be the National Star Farmer. What advice would you have for students when they're starting out in their freshman year and they kind of look at an award like that and they think, wow, that'd be really cool, but I don't know if that could ever be me. What kept you going and what would keep those students going to finally reach this moment in time like you're at right now?
Yeah, I guess I would say, we all started out at the ground level. We were all freshmen one time and... Mm-hmm. We've all had to basically come up with nothing for as far as record books go. Just try to be organized. Time management is obviously really important. Just try to learn as much as you can from your FFA advisors and anybody else that's willing to help you out. Try to gain as much knowledge as you can along the way. That's what I would say.
Excellent. Well, Nicholas, this has been a great interview. Thank you so much for this. And hey, best of luck to you up there at the National Convention.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
For FFA Today, I'm Matt Breckwald.
Well, thanks to Matt, as always. And of course, that's going to wrap up this week's show. But if there's something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. You can shoot us an email at FFAtoday@FFA.org or give us a call, 855-RR on 147. That's 855-776-1147. Until next week, when we'll join you from the convention, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.